The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha Shaftim. Parsha Shaftim, Dvorim Yudches Posuk Tes. You are coming to the land which Hashem has given you. This land is being occupied by the seven nations of the Canaanim, and they were involved in all of the te'evus, all of the abominations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns the people that you shall not learn from them the te'avis ha-goyim, the abominations of the goyim. Lo yimotzi v'chol ma'avir bin b'nei uvitei ve'esh. You shall not pass your sons or your daughters through the fire. This was one of their acts of idolatry, that they would build fires and give forth their sons or their daughters in between the fires. Kesim kesomim ma'enein u'menachei shumachashef. These are all different types of what we would probably refer to today as spiritualists. Kesim kesomim ma'enein. Ma'enein were those who predicted certain times, that this was a good time to do this and this was not a good time to do this. Sorcerers, witchcraft, chaver chover, shoel eiv, v'yidaini, v'deiri shalavesim, those who would be able to speak to the devils, or those that would be able to communicate with the dead, and so forth. Ki se'avas Hashem kol eise eila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hatred towards all of these acts. And because of these acts, because of these abominations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chased out the nations from before you. Tomim kiyeim Hashem alakecha. You shall be tomim with your God. What does the word tomim mean? You should be complete, trustworthy. You should walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trust, and not seek other things. And this pasuk Rashi tells us, "Tomim tiyim Hashem lekecha, hisalech imay bitmimus." Walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in full trust. V'tetzapelei, look to Him, hope for what He does. V'lei sach koras acher ha'asidos. Do not explore the futures through sorcery, or through spiritualism, or through astrology. But place your full trust in the Almighty. Do not investigate and do not inquire and do not explore the future. Whatever will come to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept with full trust, with a fullness, with a completion. And then you will be His nation. You will be His nation and you will be His chelek, His portion. The Sifri and this pasuk tells us Tomim tia im Hashem alakecha. What does it mean, Tomim tia im Hashem alakecha? That you shall be trustworthy im with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishato tam chelkecha im Hashem alakecha. When you will place your full trust in the Almighty, sim bitchunai ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then im Hashem alakecha, then you will be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to be close to Hashem, then you must place your full trust in Him. If you explore other avenues, if you want to investigate other roads, you're not satisfied that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you, you'll accept outright, then you won't be im Hashem Elokecha. You want to be im Hashem Elokecha, you want to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, close with Him, then tomim tia. You must place your full trust in Him. V'chein David Eimer, And so did David HaMelech say in Tehillim Chavod, Va'ni b'tzumi eilech, pideini v'choneini. Va'ni b'tzumi eilech, I will walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tzumi, with full trust. And I will accept whatever He gives to me. Pideini v'choneini, because of that, You will redeem me from all of my tzoros. Because I walk with You with full trust, therefore You will redeem me from all of my tzoros. And also David HaMelech said, Vani besumi tomachto bi atativeni lefonecha le'elam. Because of my trust, You have supported me. And atativeni lefonecha le'elam, You will keep me upright before You forever. If you want support from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to place your full trust in Him. If you don't have your full trust in Him, but you trust other things also, then you won't have full support from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it means, Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. You want to be Im Hashem Elokecha, then you must be Tomim Tia. The Gemara tells us, Im Sochim Dav Kuf Yud Gimel, and Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, Omer Rabbe Baba Chano, Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Maso, Omer Rav, Mishum Reb Yesi Ish Hutso. Rabbe Baba Chano, in the name of Reb Shmuel Bar Maso, in the name of Rav, in the name of Reb Yesi, in the name of Reb Yesi from Hutzel said, Minayin Shein Shayalim BeKaldayim. How do we know that a person should not inquire by the Kaldayim, the Kaldim? What were the Kaldim? So first Rashi says, Bale Oiv. It was a type of sorcery. Kach Pirish Rabbeinu, this is the way he learned from his Rebbe. V'lei Nihira. But Rashi doesn't agree with this. Dikro ksiv behedju al tifnu al ha'ovos. This is explicitly mentioned in the Posuk, these types of sorceries. We do not need other sources for them. So then what are the Kaldim? V'ani shemati chayzim b'keichovim. V'chein ikor. Chayzim b'keichovim, people who look at the stars, and from there they can tell you your future. From there they can tell you when it's a good time and when it's not a good time. In other words, the stargazers, astrologers. So the Gemara tells us, how do we know she'ein she'elin b'kaldayim, that you should not inquire by the stargazers and the astrologers? She'ne'mar tomim tia im Hashem lekecho. You should place your full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not in other places, not in the astrologers. Rashi says, "Liyaz beteach bei bechol kedesh benolodes habayisloch." Place your full trust in Him. Whatever will come your way, whatever He brings your way, you accept. The halachos of various types of sorcery or superstitions, and so forth, are many. And they are complicated. We once gave a shir, well, we went into this in detail, which we won't go into tonight. There's Rambams on it, Masechta Avodah Zarah with Rambams and Shulchan Aruch. But just to get an idea of what are some of the things that we're speaking about, the Rambam brings in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Avodah Zarah these halachas, Ein Menachashin. Shenem alei senachashu. Ketzar hu anichesh. What does nichesh mean? For example, people will say, v'noflu piti mipi, v'noflu makli miyodi. That since this bread fell out of my mouth today, or since this stick fell out of my hand, so it means that I shouldn't go to this place today, because if I will, I will not be successful. Or, a fox came to my right, or another type of animal came to my left side, or when I came out of the house this morning, this animal crossed my path. So if you use that as a sign that you shouldn't go meet that person that you were going to do, then this is nichesh. B'chein elu shishemim tzif tzufa eif. Or if you hear a bird singing. So if you decide your acts in accordance to these signs, this is nichesh. Another example that Rambam brings. If you say that in the morning you'll shech the chicken which makes noise at night, that's also nichesh. You're not allowed to take an act which is illogical, if it has a seichel to it, a logic. In other words, you can link it logically to why you should do this act or why you shouldn't do this act. For example, it's raining very hard out today and you were planning on a trip. And you know when it rains, the roads are slippery. So you say it's not a good day to go on a trip. See? It's something else. You have a logical reason why. Or, for example, if it's a very good day, and you know a lot of people will be using the roads, and you say traffic will be very heavy, so I shouldn't go. This is all right. See, man was given his seichel to think logically for himself and to base his decisions on logical conclusions. Then this is allowed. Not only this is allowed, this one is obligated to do this. But to base a decision on something which has no logic in it whatsoever, for example, because the fox came to your right or the cat crossed your path or whatever else, it might be like this. So now you're not basing this decision on logic. You're basing this decision on something which seems to be beyond the logical realm of the world. It's some type of super realm. And this is what we would classify as a superstition or as a spiritualist. This you're not allowed to. Because once it goes out of the realm of logic, then we have to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's not in our hands, and we cannot decide in accordance to our logic or our power, then on that we have to be Beteach BaHashem. And if a person does rely on other signs and other realms and other stratums, then he's relying on other powers in the world, which is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whether these powers are realistic or not, this is a discussion. It's the Rambam Shita that he holds that most of these powers, if not all of them, are lies. And this he says consistently. He said they're good for the fools of the world. They're good for business, see. There's always people who are willing to buy these things. And he says that Reif Tipshi Olam, for the fools of the world, they're fine. Okay? But the Torah asked them, and they're not true at all. Others hold, not so. There are powers in the world. There are supernatural powers in the world. We have many sources in the Torah that Kishuv, sorcery, is a reality, or was a reality. But still the Torah asked it. See, the Torah forbade one to practice it and one to rely on it. So whether they are actual or power or not, or they're just something which is a fake and a phony, this is one discussion. But people shouldn't think it's realistic, because realism has no bearing on the subject. Because in the same parsha we have the parsha of Novi Sheker. And Novi Sheker is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that a prophet will stand up and prophesy. And he will give you an Esa, a Mephis, he will make a wonder for you. He will make miracles. But if he prophesies anything against the Torah, so then you are not allowed to listen to him, and not only that, but you're obligated to put him to death. And the Torah tells us explicitly, but if he's performing miracles, so it must be that he's true. So the Torah tells us not so. It's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the power, supernatural powers, to an individual where he can perform actual miracles. And this is only coming to test you, to see how strong your devotion and your loyalty is to the Almighty. Because our devotion to the Almighty, this is a very, very important principle, our loyalty to the Almighty is not based on the fact that he can perform miracles. And our devotion to the Torah is not based on miracles. We accept what the Torah says and we follow what the Torah says under all circumstances. Whether the immediate consequence is good or not good, whether there are miracles or not miracles. And we know this from Mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim and he performed miracles, so the Torah very clearly tells us that Parai was not taken aback at all. He says, what are you bringing here? Sorcery. Sorcery to Egypt. Egypt taught sorcery to the world. He says, it's like bringing coals to Newcastle. And he immediately called out his Mahashvi, and they duplicated whatever miracle that Moshe and Aaron were able to do until a certain stage, because there's only a certain stage that up to a certain level that Kishuv has a hold, up to the third plague. But otherwise they were able to duplicate all of the signs. Now, just because they could make supernatural miracles, so therefore what does it make? It means they become the god of the world. It means that the Torah is false. Torah was not given to us on that basis. And the Torah explicitly tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send someone that can perform miracles to test you how loyal you are to me. So if someone would come here tonight and bring fire out of the sky, this should have not one degree bearing on any believing Jew. Firstly, most likely it's not genuine. But even if it was genuine, so therefore what does it mean? We were obligated to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because he was the great miracle maker. And therefore if someone can come and make miracles better for him, so now Moshe takes second place. We were obligated to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Novi Hashem. He was the prophet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if another person comes and starts prophesizing from other gods against the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, against the prophecy of the Torah, this should not make any bearing whatsoever on a Jew. And the Rambam continues just to give us a few ideas of what we're dealing here with. Ezeo Kesim, what does it mean a Kesim? This is a person who does a certain act, which through this he claims that he can free his mind from all possible thoughts. And then through this he will be able to communicate Dvorim Shasidim Liyos. He will be able to communicate with the future, with future events. He will do certain acts that will create a vacuum in his mind. And then he will be able to communicate with future events. And he will tell us these things. Or past events that he will tell us. That's another act which is mentioned in the Torah. And then there are various ways how to go about this. Ezel Ma'onin. What's a Ma'onin? Onen comes from the word Ono. Ono means time, specific time. These are people that say the Atztagninus through astrology, that Yem Pleni Tev, Yem Pleni Ra. This is a good time to do this. This is a bad time to do this. This is a good month. This is a bad month. Chever states in the Torah. What is Chever? This is a person that says words which is not one of the 70 languages. It's not a language. magical words, and through these words can claim to do supernatural miracles, cure people, and so forth. This is the Khaybar. Someone was bitten by a serpent or bitten by an animal, if they will pronounce certain words, certain phrases, this will cure him. Eza deri shalamesim. States in the Torah, deri shalamesim, to communicate with the dead. Zehamari vesatzma vahelech velon bebesak forest. This is someone who very late at night goes to sleep in the cemetery. Kidei shiyove meis bechalim. In order that the dead should appear to him in a dream. And then he will ask him things. V'yesh acherim shehem leivshim malbushim yuduim. And there are others who shehem leivshim malbushim yuduim, who will put on certain types of garments, and they will burn certain types of incense, and then they'll sleep, and they'll say certain types of phrases, and they'll sleep alone. And then they claim that a dead person will come and speak to him in a dream. Anything that a person does in order that a dead person should come and speak to him, this is Deir Shalameisi. Mechashef is what we would call witchcraft. So this gives us an idea of what the practices were, which were very prevalent amongst the Canaanim, the seven nations that occupied Eretz Yisrael, and also they were prevalent in Eretz Mitzrayim. And these are abominations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there were such abominations that even by these nations he drove them out because of these things. How much more so that Yisrael should not have any relevance with them. And therefore, these things are forbidden. And many of them are very chomer. On some of these practices, there's Makas Mardis, there's Malkus, which the Rabbonin would give. Others were Malkus min HaTorah. There were lashes from the Torah. On some there was even a Chiyuv Misa. See? Even a capital punishment by the Beis Din. But again, they're very intricate. And we have a whole Masechta, just trying to get somewhat of an idea of what the Torah is speaking about. The Rambam brings here, in these halachos, another principle which is very important for us to know. And that is, the Rambam says that a person must be very careful that he shouldn't take a posuk min ha-Torah, a sentence of the Torah, or a sefer Torah, or tefillin, and put it next to a sick person, or next to a baby that's sleeping, that's not well, with the idea that this will cure him. Right. Person shouldn't take someone sick, a person shouldn't take a sefer Torah and leave it by the sick person, or some sukkim, with the idea this will cure him. The Rambam says why. He says, Leidai lehem she'im b'chla menachshim v'chevrim. First of all, many of these acts can be related to some of these supernatural or superstitious acts that the Torah has forbade. But besides that, shehin bechlal hakefri meter. Someone who does this is denying Torah. Why? It's a very important principle. Shehin eisin divrei Torah refuas haguf ve'einon el refuas hanefesh. Because he's taking Torah and he's making a physical medicine from it. And Torah is not a physical medicine. Torah is a spiritual medicine. Torah is a cure for the nefesh, for the spirit, not for the body. So then the Rambam says, so then why if someone's sick, we read Tehillim? If someone is sick, we do mitzvahs? If someone is sick, we come and we give tzedakah? Aren't we doing the same thing? So this is a very important principle. The Gemara tells us very clearly that if someone is sick, he must go to the doctor. And if there's a halacha that's dependent on the health of the person, it's the halacha in the Gemara that the Balei Heiro, the Rabbonim, have to paskin the halacha in accordance to what the doctor tells them. You ask the Reife. For example, on Yom Kippur, a person is not allowed to eat. If it endangers his health, then he must eat. Who is to determine if it endangers his health or not? The Gemara clearly tells us it's not the Rabbonim to determine if it endangers his health. They know the halacha, but they don't know the physical analysis or diagnosis of the person. Sheol Reife, you have to ask the doctor. There's all kinds of sugyas in Masechta Yuma. What happens if there are two doctors? One doctor says one way, the other doctor says another way. What happens if it's a doctor that you're not sure you can believe him? Because let's say he's a kafir, he denies an Hashem, he's just interested in the person eating on Yom Kippur. There's all kinds of sugyas. But whenever there's any halacha which is based on a physical fact, then the Rabbonim can only decide the halacha in accordance to that physical situation. But the ones who must decide the physical situations, those are the physical experts. Therefore we must ask the doctor. And so is it with all such situations. We don't believe, like there were other such sects that did believe this, that if a person is sick, so he says tilim, and he does mitzvahs, and he doesn't go to the doctor. That we don't believe in. We believe that if a person is sick, he goes to the doctor, and he says tilim, and he does mitzvahs. Now why? Because if there's a physical sickness, he must cure himself physically. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will send that refuah shleima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cure the person physically. He will send that physical cure. A person needs a schus, though. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Reife Chol Bosor. He's the doctor of all of the doctors. Will he place success in the hands of the surgeon? Will he place the proper wisdom in the mind of the doctor? Will he place the proper success in the ingredients of the medicine? So this we're mispalel for. So the mitzvahs that we do, the Torah that we learn, the Tehillim that we say, that's to give the schus, that's to give the merit to the chayla, that he should be zecher to refuah shleima. But not that he will be cured miraculously, that he will be cured properly by the doctors. So therefore, if someone is sick, we don't just say tilim and expect that there should be a cure from the tilim. And this is what the Rambam is telling. Leidai, he says, this can border on some of these practices that we're speaking about here. If a person expects to cure someone physically with the tilim, but this is a kafir, this is denying what Torah is, because he's taking the tilim and he's making a doctor from it. He's making it into a medicine book. But he must go and pursue all physical paths to cure himself. Except the Tehillim and the mitzvahs, these are necessary to give him the schus that he will find the proper physical cures. So this also is a very important principle. Another principle which is worth mentioning, and that is, we have many Gemaras that tells us that Jews do rely on signs. Well, I wouldn't say rely on signs, but Jews do go by signs. For example, Rosh Hashanah is coming. And on Rosh Hashanah, we bring honey to the table. And we bring an apple to the table. And many bring, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, a head of a lamb. And these are all simonim signs that we should have a sweet year. And fish, we should have a fruitful year. And we should be the head and not the tail. So it seems that what is the head? How can eating the head of a lamb assure us that we will become the head of the lions and not the tails? How can eating fish assure us that we will multiply, be fruitful and multiply? This seems to be what the Torah here is forbidding. And we have, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Ksubos, that there were certain days that had a special bracha to get married on. We know Reish Chodesh Elul, the month of Elul, all of these have brachas in it. Two live by times. As far as the signs, that we make, this the Meforshim say, the Peskim, other Meforshim, the Maral and his Beragela. When we eat the head of the lamb on Rosh Hashanah, a Jew should not think that that head of the lamb will cause him to be the head of the company during the coming year. And if he does, then it borders on what we're speaking about. When we eat fish on Yom Tov, he shouldn't think that that will cause him to have many children, or the honey will cause him to have a sweet year. But a Jew is supposed to be mispalel. When we eat these things, we say at tefillah, Yi Rotzein, that it should be the will of the Almighty that we will be the head and not the tail, that we will be fruitful and not barren. It is the tefillah to Hashem that will cause it, because tefillah is a reality in our lives. It is the tefillah. We use these items only as the sign to awaken us and to make such a tefillah. See? That here we have a head of a lamb, and now we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be a head and not a tail. We have fish, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu we should be fruitful like the fish. But if a person uses signs to make a decision, and these signs have no logic in them, this is what the Rambam is referring to. So that's another distinction. Another distinction, the question is asked, is we listen to a prophet. A prophet comes and he tells us the future, what will happen. I would just said we're not supposed to lachkor es asidus, we're not supposed to go and inquire about the future. We're not supposed to inquire about the future, which is external from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Novi is telling us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing to us. A person that's a prophet and he's coming and speaking in the name of Hashem. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him to speak to us. This is not inquiring something outside of the Almighty. This is inquiring from the Almighty Himself. So therefore this is allowed. The same thing, the Almighty Himself placed brochas in the world. His brochas, those are a reality. We're only commanded not to lachkor, not to inquire and investigate and explore, but to place our trust in the Almighty, not to look for other channels. The channels to the Almighty, this is what Torah is. In other words, to look through other governing powers in the world, if they are a reality or not a reality, this we're not allowed to. To depend on the fact that the fox came to your right and the cat came to your left, this we're not allowed to. But to depend on principles that the Almighty placed in the world, this is a reality. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave brachas to the world. We know on the first day that, on the day man was created, he said, Piru Ravu. He placed a broch in the world that man should be fruitful and multiply. Therefore, the Gemara tells us that on Friday, that broch came into the world. Every Friday, that broch is still there. And therefore, it was a very good day for a chasana. The Gemara tells us that on Thursday, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the fish. And he told the fish to be fruitful and multiply. And this bracha which he gave to the fish was so powerful that they had the power to multiply more than any other species in the world. And that bracha stayed with that day forever. So therefore the Gemara says Thursday has this bracha in it. So these are all types of brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the time. And this we're allowed to use. But to look for things outside of the realm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah, even though there might be a supernatural power in the world, this we're not allowed to. And on this it states, Tom imtia im Hashem alakecho. Place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't worry of what's around the corner. Accept it as it comes. The Rambam brings at the end of this perek, he brings this posuk. These halachas are brought in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, and again, there we won't go into it now. There, the Peskim go into the fine lines to define when are we allowed to do such things and when are we not. But again, the first halacha that the Mechaber brings in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes in Yoredeya, Ein Sheyalim Bechezim Bekechovim Velei Begeiroles. A Jew should not explore the stars. Astronomy is a very, very worthy science. The fact is, the Gemara tells us that astronomy perhaps might be the greatest science that we have. And it's something very worthwhile studying, because from here you can see the greatest miracles of the Almighty. And many of the Amoraim, the rabbis of the Gemara, or the rabbis of the Mishnah, were very expert when it came to astronomy. But to decide what a person's future will be in accordance to the situation of the stars in the mazoles, Ein Shalim, a person should not explore. And also Begeir Oles, a person should not explore through geirul. That means to throw a lot. If he wants to know what will happen to him, or what will not happen to him, so he says, I'll throw a lot. Or should I do this, or should I not do this? That also not. So here the Rama brings, Mishum shenemar tomim tiyim Hashem alakecho. You shall walk with complete faith and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another similar halacha that's brought in Hilchas Sukkos. In Hilchas Sukkos by Hashanah Rabbah. It's in Simen. Tzor HaChaim, Simen Tov Reis Samach Dalet. Siv Aleph. The Rama brings on the Lil Hashanah Rabbah, Hashanah Rabbah, which is the seventh day of Sukkot, and that is considered the final day of the Gemar Din from Yom Kippur, the final decree. And it's also the day when the world is nida in alamayim, on water. The world is judged on water. So it's a very important day. And it was because of this that it was the custom by many Lomdim that on Hashanah Rabbah they would learn late at night. Others would stay up all night and learn. And in the morning on Hashanah Rabbah, so we would daven with a kittel, the Shliach Tzibur, and there would be a special Yantiv davening. And in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashanah Rabbah was the time that every day they went around the Mizbeach with the Lulav and Esrig and the Ashanas. And Hashanah Rabbah, they went around seven times, and that's why in Shul we go around seven times. So it's brought Kosvar Hashanim Zal has a source. There's a source that Sheyesh Simen B'Tzel Halavona B'Lil Hashanah Rabbah Sheyikra Lei Elikreyev B'Yis Hashona. That in accordance to the shadow which the moon will cast on the eve of Hashanah Rabbah, there's a sign a person can tell what will happen to him during that year, and what will happen to his craving, to his family. If a person is a great enough chochem, if he knows how to read the sign properly, and this is brought from genuine sources, so a person could tell how his shadow will fall from standing in a certain position from the moon as to what would happen to himself and his family during the coming year. Because that was like the simon when the new year would begin. There's others who write, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't try to figure it out. Why? First of all, you might, who knows, you might be disturbing your own mazel. Secondly, not everyone knows how to judge this properly, so someone can make a false reading. Then the Rama brings our posuk. The best thing is not to be derish these things at all. Don't explore them. But do what the Torah tells us. Tomim tiyei Hashem alekecho. Place your full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't be derish or asidus. Don't explore the futures. So these are the sources of this halacha. What is this midah of tomim? What does it mean? The pasuk in Mishle that tells us Mishle Beis pasuk Chof Aleph and Chof Beis Ki Yishorim Yishkenu Oretz Usmimim Yivos Ruvo. We find two words many times together. That's the word of Tomim and the word of Yoshor. Yoshor means upright, and Tomim means perfect, full faith. So these are words which are very similar to each other. Shlema HaMelech said, Ki Yishorim Yishkenu Oretz. The upright will dwell on the land, usmimim, and those who trust in Hashem, yivos ruvo, they will remain on the land. But shoim, the evil, me'erichi koresu, they will be cut off from the land, uvaigdim, and those who go crooked, yishumimenu, they will be torn away. So Shlema HaMelech is telling us two things. He says, those who are Yoshor, who are upright, and those who are Tomim, they will always be on the land. They will dwell on the land, they will remain on the land forever. Those who are not upright, the opposite of the upright are the Rishoyim, the wicked, or those who do not trust in the Almighty, that's the Vogdim, they will be torn away from the land. They will not remain. So here we see in many other places that there is a direct parallel between Yoshor and between Tam. And we see that someone who is Yoshor and Tam, he will stay on the land. And others will be torn away from the land. What is the explanation in this? The Maralmi Prague, in his Nesiva Temimus, he says both of these midos we find by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, the Torah tells us, Yaakov ish tam, yeshiva olim. Yaakov was the tam. Tam means perfectly trusting. Yeshiva olim, who dwelled in the tents, ohel shel Torah, the tents of Torah. So we see that Yaakov Avinu, Jacob had this midah. Secondly, we see that Yaakov's name was Yeshurun. Torah tells us that Yisrael, the people that came from Yaakov, were called Yeshurun. Vayhi b'Yeshurun Melech, the Torah says. In Yeshurun, there is the king. Because Yaakov's name was Yeshurun. Yeshurun comes from the word Yoshor. So we see that Yaakov was the Tam, the one who was completely trusting. And he was the upright. What is the difference between these two qualities? Yoshor means that a person has to walk upright in accordance to his das, in accordance to his seichel, in accordance to his mentality. He has to determine for himself what is right and what is wrong. in accordance to the Torah that was given to us. Like it states in the Torah, "Vasiso es hayosher v'hatayv be'eini Hashem," that you should do which is upright in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person always has to labor to find what's upright, what is right in the eyes of the Torah. This is with his seichel, with his mind. Tomim, this is a trusting also to walk straight, but being trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever will come to the person, without conclusions drawn by his mind. In other words, both mean that a person should walk a straight path with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one is through conclusions which he draws with his mind, and the other is with conclusions, not through the decisions of his mind. For example, if something happens to come to you, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a certain situation to you, let's say a person, heaven forbid, is handicapped. So as far as our conclusion of mind, this is not the best thing. But Tomim Tiyeim Hashem Alakecho, you shall place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that for you this is the best and proper thing. If you did all that you could, and you weren't successful this time in business, according to the conclusions of one's mind, this is not the best thing. But Tomim Tiyeim Hashem Alakecho, you must place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that for you this was the best thing. Gamzu l'teva. So both mean that you must walk upright with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yoshor is through the labor of your mind, you must be upright with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, laboring your mind in the... Then you have to go with Yashrus. You can't go with trust. You can't say whatever I'll do to someone else is the best for him. I have to do for him what the Torah tells me to do for him. So, when you deal with others, you must deal with Yoshur. How much to pay your worker? If you should pay him less, if you should pay him more. For Sisa Yoshevata, if you can't tell him, here I'm going to give you this amount, and Gamzu L'Teva, this is the best thing for you. As far as you're concerned, it's better if you give him more. So when you deal with others, you have to be motivated by Yoshur. You have to use your mind to the greatest extent. You have to labor to find out what is the upright path that the Torah guides a person. And this is how you have to deal with other people. That's Yoshur. When you go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in regards to yourself, then there's Timimus, that you are perfectly trustworthy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you do not seek things beyond him. And therefore you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the two qualities. And both of these qualities were in Yaakov Avinu. This is why Yaakov was called Ish Tam, and he was called Yeshurun. Now, Shlema HaMelech said, Ki Yeshorim Yishkeno Oretz, those who walk uprightly will dwell on the land, utmimim, and those who have trust, yivosru bo, will remain on the land. So Shlema HaMelech is telling us that these two qualities bring eternity to a person. These people will dwell forever on the land. And he uses the concept of the land because the Chazal tell us in our world, the most stable of all material is the land. See, everything else moves, and anything that moves is subject to change. All the other elements of the world move, and therefore they're constantly undergoing constant change. Only the land does not move. And va'oretz le'olam emedes, therefore the land always remains. So Shlema is telling us, these qualities bring stability to a person. These qualities bring eternity to a person. Just like the land will always be here, so will the Yeshorim always be here, and so will the Tomim always be here. Someone who always seeks to do what's upright, and at the same time he seeks to have his full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll always be here. And then Shlomo tells us the converse. The Rishoyim, now the Rishoyim are those who don't want to do upright. States that with your worker or with your neighbor, you must deal uprightly. The Rishoyim want to take advantage of him. They want to get something for nothing. They want to get something for less. They want to deceive the people. They want to cheat them. The Rishoyim, Me'eretz Yichrusu, they will be cut off of the land. You might think that it looks good for them now, but they will be cut off of the land. And we're not only speaking in this world, we're speaking in the next world also. Ubaigdim and the Baugdim, these are the ones who do not trust. A Baigid means someone who does not have trust. Habogdim, Yishu Mimenu, they will be cut off. So Shlomo is saying that, Solomon is saying that these qualities bring an everlastingness to a person, an eternity to a person. Well, the converse of these qualities, someone who wants to walk a little crooked, not so upright, not so perfect, someone who does not have full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be ripped up off of the land. They will not have this eternity. Now, it's interesting that by Yaakov Avinu, who had these qualities, firstly, Yaakov was known also as the Ish Emes, the man of truth. We see it from the Torah, because it states that he was the converse to Esav. And Esav was the one who was the master over deceit. Tzayid b'fiv. He constantly hunted his father Yitzchok. He captured his father Yitzchok to deceive him so far that Yitzchok, who was such a righteous person, and Esav was such a wicked person, Yitzchok thought that Esav was the righteous heir to become the leader of Klal Yisrael. This is as far as he deceived Yitzchok. Tzayid b'fiv. So Yitzchok was the one of great deceit. Like the Chazal tell us that Yitzchok, Nimshalo, was compared to a chazir, a pig. Why? Because the pig has a kosher simen, a kosher sign, he has split hoofs. But he doesn't chew his cud. Excuse me, Esav. Esav was Nimshal l'chazir. Because the pig has split hoofs, one kosher sign, but he doesn't chew his cud. And every animal, kosher animal, must have two signs. He must have an external sign and an internal sign. One that is apparent and one that is not apparent. They must have split hoofs and they must chew their cud. You cannot tell if an animal chews his cud or not, because that's internal. At least superficially you cannot tell. But the hoofs, that's something which is superficial. In order for something to be kosher, it has to be kosher through and through. Not sufficient that it's kosher only superficially, only in the exterior. Now the Chazal also tell us that the chazir, most animals take their hoofs and they place them beneath themselves. The chazir takes his hoofs and he sits with them with the hoofs outside, because he's trying to show the world, look, I have kosher signs, I'm a kosher animal. This means that the chazir projects himself to be a very tohor, a pure and kosher animal. But internally, there can be no one that's more treif, more tome. This was Esav, that he projected himself to be kosher. And from him came the whole nation of Edom in Rome, which the Chazal tell us had the same quality. There were certain nations that were evil, and they projected themselves to be evil. The Roman society with Edom, they projected themselves to be the most civilized and the most decent and the most law-abiding and the most religious of the nations, while at the same time there wasn't a nation that was more tame, more treif. Like a Gemara tells us that it brings that a judge, a Roman judge, sentenced three people to execution. One was for adultery, and one was for murder, and the third was for another crime. And then he whispered over to his colleague, that I indulged in all three of these transgressions myself last night. See? This was the Roman Empire, where they projected themselves to be tzaddik. So they were the converse of Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov was tam, Rashi says, echod bepeh v'echod belev. He was perfect. And he was ish emes. While by Esav was such deceit that he was able even to deceive Yitzchok, his father. Where not only Yitzchok didn't realize he was such a rosha, but he wanted to make him as the king of Israel. So Yaakov was emes. And that's why we say Tite Nemes Le Yaakov. And this came from this quality of Yosher and Tam. And the Gemara tells us something, which is just what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. It says, Kush Tekoi. Truth stands forever. Shikra Leikoi. Lies and deceit, they will not last. Emes Yesh Lo Ragayim, Sheker Ein Lo Ragayim. Emes, the word Emes, the way it's written. Every letter, the Aleph, the Mem, and the Sof, has two foundations. Where there's a foundation, Sheker, the word Sheker, Shin Kuf Reish, the Gemara says, each letter has only one foundation. The Shin only has one foundation that touches the bottom line. Same thing with the Kuf and same thing with the Reish. Because Sheker Ein Le Raglaim. Sheker has no foundation, has no feet. Kush Tekoi, truth will last, lies will not last. So this is what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. Ki Yishorim Yishkenu Oretz, those who go upright will be in the land forever. Utmimim Usmimim Yusoruvai. And the Tamimim, those who place their full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will last forever, will be there forever. But the converse, Rishoyim, those who are not upright, Me'eretz Yichrusu, they will be torn away from the land, U'beigdim Yishchu Mimenu, and those who are not trustworthy of the Almighty, Yishchu Mimenu, they will be taken away from the land. We find another quality by Yaakov, and that's what the Chazal tell us. Tzurosei Chakuka Chokuk Bekise Yaakovet. The image of the face of Yaakov Avinu is hewed out in the throne of the Almighty. This is to tell us that Yaakov came to the highest level. There are various levels that a person can rise to. But Yaakov came to the level where he was right with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzurosei Chokuk Bekisei HaKoved, that his image was hewed out at the throne of the Almighty. That's one attribute that states by Yaakov. A second attribute that states by Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis. Yaakov never died. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what do you mean he never died? We have a story of a whole Leviah. The Torah tells us he died. And it states that they embalmed him. And then they carried him up to Eretz Yisrael. And they made us paid him. And they buried him. What does it mean he never died? So the Gemara says, Afilo Hochi. Mikra ni derish. We have psukim that Yaakov Avinu lemeis. Yaakov didn't die. Physically, perhaps he died, but the spirit of Yaakov Avinu chai is forever. Yaakov never died. Now, both of these attributes come from the first two, because he was the perfection of uprightness, and he was the perfection of trust in the Almighty. Now, this is the perfection, then, of something which is perfectly straight. Something which is perfectly straight has stability and continuity. It's when something goes to the right or to the left, it's a deviation or it's an extreme, that's when it starts to deteriorate. But this was perfect center. And just like Shlomo HaMelech says that this meter will bring eternity to a person, Yaakov, who was the perfection of this, Lemes, he never died. And just like we said from the Sifri before, Tomim Tiyim Hashem Elekecho, do not look for other things. Place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, Im Hashem Elekecho? That if you will be Tom with Hashem, if you will trust Hashem, then you will be Im Hashem Elekecho. You will be with Him. You want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to throw all of your trust on Him. If you do not trust Him completely, then there will be a space, an interruption between you and Him. So Yaakov, that came to the highest madriga, the highest level of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ishtam. Therefore, Im Hashem Elekecho, he was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Tzurase Chokuk Bekisei HaKovet, his image is hewed out on the throne of the Almighty. And this is what the Gemara brings. Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara states, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis Omer Aleph, Toni Ava Bered Reb Zeru, Kol Odom She'enu Menachesh, any person that's not Menachesh, in other words, that does not explore the supernatural or superstitious signs, Machnisi Neisei B'mechitzo, She'afilu Malachi Ashoris Ein Yechelin Lichneis Bo. So he will be allowed to enter into a realm which even the malochim which serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot go into. As Bilam prophesied by Yaakov, there was no nichesh. Yaakov was completely divorced from any of these sorceries or superstitions. What does it mean? Because Yaakov was completely divorced from this, therefore he was totally Im Hashem Elekecho, he was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore he had risen to the height of the Kisei HaKovod, to the throne of the Almighty. And this is higher than the Malachi Ashores, higher than the angels that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they are around his throne, but they are not engraved on his throne. So Yaakov rose to a greater height. And therefore, any of his children that also follow this great temimus, this great trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they divorce themselves totally from any nichesh, they also will be allowed to enter into a mechitza, into a level that ein malachi ashoris, that the angels cannot enter into. And this is why the Gemara tells us in Masechet Chulin, Morim Perek Gira Noshe, and Afsarek Aleph, Omer Aleph, states that when Yaakov was left alone and the angel came, an angel came to fight with him. And that angel was the Sar Shel Esav. This angel was the angel of Esav. And they wrestled the entire night, and eventually Leituchalei, that he could not defeat Yaakov. So the Gemara tells us that as they were wrestling, Ha'avak Magia Ad Kisei HaKovod, the dust which was kicked up from all of their fighting rose all the way up to the throne of the Almighty, and the angel could not conquer him. The reason why the angel could not conquer him was because of this midah of Yaakov Avinu. But because he was Temimus and Yashor, so his level was together with the throne of the Almighty, while the level of the angels are not that high. So therefore he could not conquer him. And this is what the Gemara means, that their dust rose all the way up to the throne of the Almighty. We have a posuk. A posuk that Shlomo HaMelech tells us. Very interesting posuk. In Mishlei. that states Al tia tzadik harbe Al tischachem yeser. You should not be too righteous and you should not be too wise. Now what does this mean? What does it mean a person shouldn't be too righteous and a person shouldn't be too wise? So the Mefarshim explain and the Rambam in Hilchos Deos explains. What does it mean you shouldn't be too righteous? Don't be more righteous than the Torah. Said the Rambam says. The Gemara says. Gemara says, for example, an Ozir, someone who accepts upon himself not to drink wine, so we tell him, Lei dai masho sato lo vatera. Olecha atera. It's not sufficient what the Torah forbade for you. You have to go and make more Yisurin. The Rambam says that a person is not allowed to say that I'm going to fast all the time. I'm not going to wear decent clothing. I'm not going to live in a decent house. I'm not going to marry. Ki kemrei ha'akum. Like the priests and the bishops of the goyim of the nations of the world. Don't be more righteous than the Torah. What the Torah told you, you're not allowed to eat. All right, don't eat. What the Torah said you are allowed to eat, then you must eat. You don't have to overindulge, you don't have to be a glutton, but you must enjoy the Birchas Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that you cannot marry kinship. All right. But someone else you can marry. You can't wear shatnas, but other clothing you can wear, and so forth and so on. So this is what it means, Al tia tzadik harbe. Don't be more righteous than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like people say, here's a murderer, the Bezdin puts him to death. So people say, it's tragic. How can you put another person to death? Don't be more righteous than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also knows that. And if he commanded, he is the source of all righteousness. But what does it mean, Al tischachem yeser midai? That's what it means, you shouldn't be more righteous, Al tia tzadik harbe, you shouldn't be too righteous. But what does it mean, you shouldn't be too wise? It would seem that the wiser a person could be, the better it is. In Yiddish we have an expression, a person is nit sein zu klug. Klug, yeah, but nit zu klug. A Jew should be smart, but not clever, but not too clever. What does it mean? Shouldn't be too wise. Now, there's a level also where a person shouldn't be too wise. And this is what we're referring to. There are many, many times, I see it all the time, someone will come to ask advice, and I'll tell them exactly what the Torah says in such a situation. Exactly what the Gemara says in such a situation. The Gemara says, no, go ahead and do it. And place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He won't accept it. It's not enough insurance for him. Okay. Now, he is going to insure himself even further. He's going to take more precautions. He's going to defer the act until he has more guarantee. Whatever the situation might be, every person, we're constantly confronted with decisions all of the time. The Torah, the Gemara tells us exactly what to do. No. I know better. Because this way it's not insured 100%. According to my cheshbein, is according to manly calculations, we must do like that. This is what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Al tischachem yeser midai. You must be a chochem, you must be wise, but only as wise as the Torah is, not wiser. If the Torah says don't do it, even though according to your best calculations, if you do it, only good will come from it, don't do it. All the time we hear. The Torah said not to do it. But you have 6 reasons why if you'll do it, mitzvahs will come from it, good will come from it, stokas will come from it. Okay? But the Torah said don't do it. And I see over and over again, People go and do it, and only churban comes from it. Al tischachem yesem yidai, Shlomo HaMelech said. Don't be wiser than the Torah. The Torah says do it. You have 100 reasons why if you do it, it's no good. If you don't do it, it'll be better. And even the Shem Shemayim mitzvahs. We see all the time a person didn't do it, could change his whole life. His whole life. All the time we see this. When it comes to a person choosing a business, when it comes to a person choosing a wife, when it comes to a person choosing where to live, when it comes to a person choosing a yeshiva, consistently and consistently we always see it. We have to be wise. We have to use our seichel. We have to present the problem and then solve it in accordance to the Torah. If in accordance to the Torah says do it, but there's that, don't be wiser than the Torah. You do it and then place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says don't do it. Even though you got 10 reasons, good reasons why you should do it, and better will come. And we see, I've seen people's lives change because of bad decisions. Well, perhaps someone should have married someone. And there was every reason why he should have. But he was going to be cleverer yet. He remained a bachelor the rest of his life. Or someone should have gone into the business. Or he shouldn't have gone. And it changed his whole life. Or someone went to learn in a place where he should have or he shouldn't have. Changed his entire life. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Just like a person, al tiyat tzadik harbe, don't be more righteous than the Torah demanded from us. Don't be more chochom than the Torah demanded from us. Very important principle. And this is the tamimus. We have to be chochom to a certain state. And beyond that, tomim tiyah. You must then place your, you must do in accordance to your seichel, in accordance to the Torah, and then the rest place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then this is what David HaMelech said, I have placed my trust in you, pideni v'choneni, and you have redeemed me from all of my tzoras. Even though I have better ways of redeeming myself from all of my tzoras, I have better ways of winning the war, but I have done what you have said. Now you redeem me. And the Maral brings a very, very great source for this. Because the opposite of tamimus is armimus, orum, cunningness. The trusting one, and then there's the one who's always cunning. It states that the nochosh hoyo orum mikol hachayos. The serpent, more orum, he was clever. He was more cunning than all of the creations. And it states by Adam Arishon, Kodesh Baruch Hu told them not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. They shouldn't eat from the tree of knowledge. So the Torah tells us, the serpent was more cunning than any other creation, any other animal. And the serpent came to the woman and he said, can't you eat from this? And she said, no. Because ki yodei Elokim ki b'yom acholchem mimenu, if we eat from it, v'nifkachu einechem, our eyes will be opened. This is what the serpent said. If you'll eat from it, your eyes will be opened. V'yisem ki lekim yodei tevaro, and you will know good and evil. And this is what happened. V'tipokachnu einei shneihem. Their eyes became opened, and they knew good and evil. And from here came death to the world. Otherwise they would have lived forever. Now what was so wrong with this? What was so wrong that they should know good and evil? Now the truth is, they knew good and evil before. Because Adam, when he was created, he was given the Torah. And he was given all of the mitzvahs. So he had to know good and evil. But this, Maral writes, was a yediya yesera. This was a further level of knowledge of good and evil. This was the tischachem yeser midai. This was the extra chochem of being even wiser than the Torah. The power to know evil they had. But after eating from the tree, they had a greater closeness and a greater knowledge of evil. One that goes beyond the confines of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that temimus, the power to know the Torah and to place trust in the Almighty, this they had before. But now they had a power that they received from the serpent, the Orum, where no longer could they so easily place their trust in the Torah and in the Almighty, but that of cunningness, where they could be more cunning than the Torah, more cunning than the Almighty, with chokhmah, with wisdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this, I'll give you 10 reasons why it's better to do otherwise. And this was brought to them by the Nochosh, by the serpent, who was Oru Mikol HaChayas, who was more cunning than all of the Chayas. And the Nochosh is the symbol of crookedness. The Gemara says that most animals walk down the road. If there's a road, then you'll find the animals walking down it. If you go into the bush, so you'll find trails. So the animals have their trails. A serpent never goes down the road and he never goes down the trail. He doesn't walk in a straight direction. He always crawls crookedly because he's the symbol of crookedness. He was Oru Mikol HaChayis. He wasn't straight and trustworthy, but he was cunning and crooked. And this is what Adam and Chava inherited from him and gave on to the generations. So this is what Shlomo HaMelech said, Al tiyat tzadik harbe, don't be more righteous than the Torah. Al tischachem yeser, and don't be more wise than the Torah. Klug, it's good to be, but this is so klug. Tomim tiyem Hashem elekecha. We'll just conclude with one Gemara, which summarizes this very beautifully. It's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. But the Gemara tells us in Daf Pei Ches. The Gemara says, "Lo menimshal Yisrael tapuach." Why is Yisrael symbolized to a tapuach? This was a certain fruit. This fruit gave forth its fruit before its blossoms. Yisrael also gave forth its fruit before its blossoms. When they received the Torah, first they said, we will do, and then they said, we will study and understand. They said, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we accept. And we will learn. A certain stuki, this was a goy, a non-Jew, he saw a rova was sitting and studying. Rova was sitting and studying. He was so engrossed that he had his hand under his leg, the komaitz behu, and he was putting so much pressure on his hand that it started to become pinched between his leg and the bench. And blood was coming out of his fingers. And he didn't even realize it. Didn't even realize this because he was so engrossed in his study. Omalei. So this non-Jew said to him, I'm a besiso. You're a wild people. You're a wild people. You're a people, nimhar. You're a people that are so uncontrolled. Dikadmisa pumaraicho ledanaicho. This comes from way back yet, when your mouth spoke before your ears listened. Akati bechazusaicho kamaiso. You are still such an uncontrolled people. Bereishi iboi luchu lemishma. First you should have listened to the commandments on Har Sinai. Imotzisa kabilto v'iloi leikebalti. First you should have listened, and then you should have talked. First you should have listened if what the commandments are, and then you say you can accept it or you cannot accept it. But immediately you said we'll accept it, and then you said we will listen. Nasi v'nishma. You're an uncontrolled wild people, and akati, and you're still in that same state. This is what he told Rava. That's why you can sit and learn, and at the same time you're crushing your finger and you don't even realize it. So Rava answered him, Omalei, anom desaginam bishleimusa. We walk with tmimus. It's not a wildness, it's not an uncontrolledness. It's a trust. We walk with trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, ksiv bon tumesh yishorin tanchem. Therefore it states in Mishlei that the trustiness of the upright, this will lead them in this world and the next world. Hanech inshei disagin baliluso, but you people that walk crookedly, you don't know what it means to walk with uprightness or with trust. Ksiv behu, Shlema Melech wrote on you, v'saleh beigdim yashdein. That the crookedness of those who do not trust, they will be destroyed. So Rava says, no, you read it wrong. It's not that we're an uncontrolled people. We're a trusting people. We throw our trust on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he gave us mitzvahs, we don't have to listen to see what the mitzvahs are. Immediately we said, we accept. And we will do. It's those who are reserved, who reserve their trust from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be destroyed. Those who have their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will lead them forever. This is the mitzvah that we learn in our parsha. Al tachkor asidus. Don't go beyond the Almighty, or to the side of the Almighty, either to the right or the left, to try to make etzes for yourself. Don't explore the futures or other areas. But tomim tiyam Hashem elekecho. Throw your trust on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those that will be im Hashem alakecho. They will come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was the midah of Yaakov Avinu. We should be zeiche to these qualities.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.